إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أعظم الله أجورنا بمصابر الحسين بالحسين عليه السلام، وجعلنا وإياكم من الطالبين بمثابه ومع وليه إمام المهدي من آل محمد عليه السلام. Today is Roze Ashura. Today is the day of love of Imam Hussein, that they have to encircle Imam and sacrifice their life for Imam. Today is the day that all of us, we have to say, Inni Silmun Liman Salimakum Wa Harbun Liman. وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارِبَكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Now question is, we have to do silm for Imam. Urafa said that silm is one of the highest position. All this universe has been created that all the lower makhluk, they have to sacrifice for themselves, for their upper level makhluk. The vegetable, they have to sacrifice for themselves, for the animal. And that's how they get their perfection. The animal, they have to sacrifice for human, and the human, they have to sacrifice themselves for Hujjat-e-Khuda, so they get perfection. And yesterday we discussed that Imam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him, make them wajhullah, aimullah, and that's why the human's heart supposed to attract towards them. Now here the question is, why, if that's the case, then why some people, they come and they kill Imam? The question is, are they not human? What happened in this phenomena? Then we go back to the Egyptian manual, and over there we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe some people. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَانَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Definitely, there are people who are destined for Jahannam, and there are not few. Allah said, كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ. There are majority of the people from jinn and ins. Then what's happened with these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They had heart, they had this human soul, but this soul is useless. They cannot use this soul. Brothers and sisters, I mentioned by the human design that they reached a time where force of attraction and force of repulsion take over, take the role of rabubiyat and slave the human soul. That's where this human soul although has qalb, but then reach to a position where the curtains come on the qalb, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَهُمْ قُلُوبِ اللَّهِ يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have heart, but they don't use them. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ اللَّهِ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. These souls, they do have eyes, but they cannot see with these eyes. There are curtains of the sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue, وَلَهُمْ آذَانُ اللَّهِ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears, but they cannot listen with these ears. Brothers and sisters, these are the only input device human has. Allah did not mention tongue over here. He says, these people, these human soul, I gave them eyes and ear to get the input and process it through the qalb. I'm not talking about this eye. I'm talking about the eye of the soul, ear of the soul, and then process the data and use it. But if someone becomes slave, then they lose this ability. And I mentioned when I showed that chart, I mentioned that over there the most danger we had from force of attraction. And in fact, if you look around, and the reason I'm saying this thing, it's very important. Because these were the people, that was the condition that Karbala happened. These days, if you look around, you will find the force of attraction is very strong in the world. This lazzat parasti, this enjoyment, is the main rule had become, it's like become like a lifestyle of the human. Now let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this soul. Allah said, these are the majority of these soul, they have been destined for Jahannam, and their characteristic is that they have qalb, but they cannot use this qalb. The qalb is not, this processor is not working, and their input device are not working. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are like cattle. And there is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it's a cattle. If the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention this as Wahoosh or any other animal, all he said, it's a cattle. They are like cattle. That's why I said this is the biggest danger we have, this culture right now we have, which is overwhelmingly is taking care, is basically holding all over the world. It's like it's basically everywhere you go, you see this culture of the lazzat. It's what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. You know, an'am means cattles. Cattles. Allah did not say they are wahoosh. Cattles are the symbol of shahwat. Cattles are symbol of attraction. If you have seen a cow or a goat or a sheep, you see most of the time they are symbol of shahwat. All they do, they eat. Their mouth is continuously working. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this force of attraction is so dangerous that it will take over your personality and you will become like an'am. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said one thing further, bal hum adal. But you become worse than them because they are designed this way. You are not supposed to design like this. Now if you are working like a cattle, you are worse than them. And as I said, it's worse than because this force of attraction not only makes human soul slave, it also made the force of repulsion and force of imagination also as a slave. So its face become strange, worse than carol. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ulaika humul ghafilun." These are the people who are ghafil. So brother and sister, these were the people that they hide the true nature, and they came in Karbala, stand up in front of Imam Masoom, and didn't do any rahm. Imam Masoom, I can tell you a story, you will find out how Kareem and how Rahim, how much Rahim they are. One of my teacher, his friend is an alim. One time he went to Tehran for majalis. Over there he did a complete ashra from Muharram, first Muharram to the 10th of Muharram. He said everything was fine, but there was a problem. There was two teenagers in that majlis. Like if they came over there to talk and laugh. And sometimes they're laughing such a way that I get disturbed, my discussion get interrupted, and I was very much bothered by this majlis. Once this ashra finished, I said, Khuda, shukr Khuda, that it finished, I no longer want to see these two kids. And he left, he came back in a home, he decided he's not going to go for this majlis again. The next year, the board of that Husainiye, they called this alim and says, please come back and recite majlis. He says, Allah, please arrange someone else. I'm not in a mood to come over there and recite majlis. But these people, they insisted, and finally he says, okay, fine. For about the law, I will go and recite the majlis. This person, this alim, go there on the very first majlis, and then he saw these two youth, teenagers. Now he started his majlis, he was expecting that they will laugh or they will make a joke or do something, but nothing happened. These two kids with nice and calm and quiet sitting on one corner. He was surprised. His majlis got finished. These two youth came forward. Say, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. This is, do you remember us? He says, yes, I do remember you, both of you. He says, we came here to ask forgiveness. We came here for bakshish. He said, what happened? It's a 180 degree change. What's happened with you? He says that, this is that we were here when in the last day we were going home. Yeah, that's true. We didn't come for majlis. Our parents forced us to come over here. That's why we came. We have no intention for doing majlis. We are sitting there. When we are going home, then this cup of qand, the sugar cube, was there and it fell from our feet. We both of us sat down, put this qand in that cup bag and put it on side, and then we left. That night, both of us saw the same dream. We saw that this is the same Husainiye, we are standing there, and we saw that Abu Abdullah came. Abu Abdullah with Hazrat Abbas came in the same Husainiye. Brothers and sisters, I swear, I have this heard so many times by Urafa, that you have to believe that in each and every majalis, Abu Abdullah came. He does come over here every time. See, he said, one of my Arif teachers, he said that it's not possible that you cry and you will not have nazar of rahmat. It's not possible. So these two guys says, Abu Abdullah came with Qamar Bani Hashim, and Qamar Bani Hashim had a paper and a pen, and Hazrat Abu Abdullah said, write down everybody's name. And Qamar Bani Hashim wrote everyone's name. Then Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas didn't write name of two of us. Imam Hussain asked him, my brother, why don't you write their name? Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas said, Mawla, these two kids, they didn't come for majlis, they came here for joke. Abu Abdullah said, yes, my brother, my dear brother, I know. But then, remember, when they were going home, what they did, they put all this sugar cube back in that cup. At least, they got this much haq of Hussein on Hussein's neck. And you have to take care of them. So write down their name in the list as well. And these two kids, this is, we saw a dream. Both of us saw the same dream. We woke up and we say, these Awam, these people, they're so kareem. They're so kareem. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Ibn Rasulullah. Ya laytana kunna ma'akum sadati wa nafudu fawdan adhiwa. There is the sound of loneliness on the plain of Karbala. That is the call of my Hussein on the land of Nainawa. I'm going, my dear Sakina. Don't you wait for me no more. I'm going to see my Asrar. Don't you wait for me no more. When the enemies come, Sakina, look for my body in Karbala. If you don't see my head, Sakina, then listen to my call, Sakina, Sakina. As I mentioned, this is the day of Ashura. By the time this day comes to an end, Sakina will be an orphan. The hijab of the women will be stolen. The heart of Ali Akbar will be pierced. The neck of Hazrat will be slaughtered. The arm of Abbas will be chopped. And the head of Hussein will be on the spear. Imam Zain al-Abidin reported that Imam Hussein gathered his fellow on the night of Ashura. He told them, فَإِنِّي لَا أَعْلَمُ أَصْحَابًا أَوْفَ وَلَا خَيْرًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِي. ولا أهل البيت أبر ولا أوصل من أهل بيتي. I know of no follower more superior and righteous than my follower. Imam praised all of them. The Imam said, I thought about you and I think all of you need to go. Leave me alone, these people after me. It's the right time. Go ahead at this time. Behold, hold the hand of one of my family members and go. But then all the Ashab and all the Ahlul Bayt, they come one after other. They say, we are not going to go, Abu Abdullah. We'll sacrifice our life for you. Brothers, sister, this was happening in the tent of Abu Abdullah, where on the other side, Zainab in her tent is very worried. Heart of Zainab is not in her control. She was feeling that tonight is the last night. After tonight, she'll not be able to see Ali Akbar, Qasim, Abbas, and Hussein. Tonight is the night of separation between brother and sister. Brother and sister, imagine when we go to Ziyarat, then when we go for the Ziyarat, we stay over there for 2-3 days, and then at the time when we are leaving, it's very hard for us. Somehow we get the attachment with these personalities. Now imagine, these are the 2-3 days. And over there is a sister. She spent 50 plus years with this brother. How hard it will be for her. The Imam came to her tent. She was crying. And she asked Imam, brother, did you check the loyalty of your Ashab? One of the Sahabi heard that. He went there, he called him the other time. He called, oh Muslim, oh Habib, oh Muhammad. The daughter of Zahra, she need our assurance. Let's come and go and go assure her. All of them, they came near the tent of Zainab. They pull out their sword, put the Sadaqat sword on their neck and said, Ya Dukhte Zahra, we assure you, we will be with the Imam Hussein. That night, Nafid al-Hilal, that Nafid al-Hilal is different than Hilal bin Nafi. Hilal bin Nafi is a soldier of army of Yazid. Nafid al-Hilal said, in the middle of the night I saw Imam Hussein came out of the tent. He's going behind the tent. I followed him. He saw the Imam was going all the places. Tomorrow Shahada will fall. Sometimes I notice that he bend and pick up something. And I paid attention. I saw that he was removing thorns from the plain of Karbala. And one time Imam saw me. He says, Nafi, what you're doing over here? I say, Imam, so I think you are lonely. So I feel afraid. I came after you. I came after you. Imam, what you're doing at this time? Imam says, I'm picking this thorn from the ground So the time of the night, so the affair and the children will run out with the bare foot. The feet will not go to hell. The day of Ashura started. Army of Yazid started moving forward toward Imam. When Imam saw that, Imam called for his horse, mounted on his horse and called for these people. Ayyuhan nas, isma'u qawli wa la ta'jalu hatta a'adakakum bima yahiqu ala lakum wa hatta a'adira ilaykum. Said, O people, listen to what I have to say and do not rush me. I may admonish you, your duties toward me, and explain to you the reason why I came to here. On the morning of Ashura, Imam repeated the lecture of the forces of Yazid. He reminded them who his grandfather was. He's reminding them who his mother was, reminding them who his father was, Ali. But if there is no doubt, do you even doubt that I am the, he said, if you do not have any doubt, do you have any doubt that I am the only grandson of the Prophet, Prophet of Allah? Have you not taken matter to me, saying that the fruit had ripened and the surrounding earth had blossomed and come to you, for the huge army is waiting for you? They say, yes Hussein, we know that, but you have to submit to Bani Umayyah, you have to submit to Yazid. Here Imam said, by Allah, I'll not give my hands in you like a base man, nor shall I flee away like a slave. And then he prepared to fight them. When his call went unheeded, his companion came to address the admonish the enemies. Until the Umar ibn Sa'd come out and shoot the first arrow towards the camp of Imam, he said, bear witness in the presence of the commander that I was the first one to shoot the arrow. After that, thereupon the companion of Hussein fought against the forces of Shir and Umar ibn Sa'd until Hussein had given away Zuhair to the plain of Karbala. He laid down Habib. He bade farewell to Muslim and John. And then afterward, he sent his Ahlul Bayt, Ali Akbar, Qasim, Abbas. At that time, Zainab brought Ali Asghar for Hussein. Mahmud Haj Sheikh Shustai, he said that when Zainab gave Ali Asghar to Imam, Imam Hussein saw that he's dying because of thirst. Brothers, I don't know that if you have experienced this or not, at least the married couple, they can witness this. If you have an infant, and you come home late, and this infant is sick, your wife will ask, where you been? This infant is very sick, he has a high fever. And you says, okay, fine, I'm going to take him to the hospital. You take the child, but your wife says, can I come? You says, no, just stay home. There are too many moms over there, or there's some other reason. You leave your wife alone at home, and for some reason you're late. Now this mother, she is walking in the house. She is walking from here to there. She is trying to call you. Somehow, she is not able to connect you. You can imagine the heart of this mother. Now imagine the heart of Umar. She gave Ali Asghar to Imam, and by herself she is mourning inside the tent. Ali Asghar got shaheed. Narrator said that now Imam is basically prepared for his last wida, last salam. One of the wise Nahawandi, he's a great maddah, he said, Hazrat Zahra one time came in my dream and she said, do you recite the masaib of my son? I said, yes, Hazrat Zahra, I do recite lots of masaib. She said, I have an expectation from you. When you recite, please recite the masaib of the last departure. You know, this was the toughest time for Imam Hussain. Before his departure, Imam decided to see Imam Sajjad. Imam came to Imam Sajjad's tent, hold his hand under his lap. Imam Sajjad opened the eyes and started about shouting about was Ashab. Imam Sajjad asked, Aina Buhair? Aina Zuhair? Imam said, my son, they got shaheed. Then Imam Sajjad said, where is my uncle Abbas? Imam said, Qad Qutila. That killed. Then he said, Baba, Aina Akhi Ali? Where is my brother Ali Akbar? Imam said, by Kinaya. He said, Sajjad, now these children and women do not have mahram other than you and me. So Hussein came out to stand and call out to his daughter and sisters, Ya Sukaina, Ya Fatima, Ya Zaina, Ya Umm Kulthum, Alaykunna Min Salam. Ya Sukaina, Ya Fatima, take my, accept my last salam. Ya Bahistaslamta Lilmaut, Sukaina asked, oh my father, have you submitted to the death? Imam said, how can one who does not have a helper or assistant cannot submit to the death? Sukaina said, Ya Aba, Uddana ila haram jaddina, please return us to Medina. Imam said, Sukaina, that's not possible. Now Imam is moving towards battlefield. He was bent a little bit this towards battlefield. He heard the sound, Nahlan Nahla Yabna Zahra, Nahlan Nahla Yabna Zahra. Stop, stop, Yabna Zahra. Imam saw that Yabna Zahra is coming. Yabna Zahra said, yes, brother, stop for a minute. I remember the masjid of Mother Zahra. When Imam listened the name of his mother, he became munqalib. He came out. Hazrat Zainab, he came near Hazrat Zainab. Hazrat Zainab kissed on the neck of Hazrat Imam Hussain. Then Imam Hussain went to the battlefield. He attacked the army of Sayyid Yazid. He scattered them like a sheep. Not a soldier came near him, but he killed him. He was crying, he was saying, Al-Qatil al-Awla min Rakub al-Aar, wal-Aar al-Awla min Dahul al-Nar. Death is better than preparation for humiliation, and humiliation is better than entering the fire of hell. Here in Indosad said, "Don't you know who are you fighting? He's a son of the assassin of Arab. He's a son of Ali. Attack him from all sides." Now the 4,000 archers surround him and block his way to the tent. Now Imam Hussein said to them, "Waihakum ya shi'atu Ali Abi Sufyan. إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ دِينٌ وَكُنْتُمْ لَا تُخَافُونَ الْمَعَادِ فَكُونُوا أَحْرَارًا فِي الدُّنْيَاكُمْ." Shia Abi Ali Abi Sufyan, if you do not have a religion, at least be free in this world. They keep fighting, but Imam was tired at one time. He took a moment to rest. The enemy took advantage of this and hurled a stone at his forehead. Hussein tried to wipe the blood from his forehead, but another enemy took a three-pronged arrow. The arrow was laced with poison. He aimed the Imam and struck the Imam's heart. He cried out, "In the name of Allah and by Allah and the path of Prophet of Allah." Then he turned to the sky and said, "Oh Allah, you know that they are killing a man beside whom there is no grandson of Prophet." Now do you know where the Imam had to pull the arrow out from? Sayyid ibn Taus said that Imam pulled the arrow out from his back and the blood spurted out. Then another man came close to Hussein. He struck Imam on his head. He tore upon the Imam's forehead. Then they attack him from all sides. Some would strike him with a sword. Some would throw a spear at him. Imam was defenseless until Sinan hurled a spear at his neck. Imam fell to the ground. He pulled out the spear from his neck. He put his hand by his neck, and when it filled with the blood, he smeared it over his neck. He smeared it on his head, and he was saying, "That's how I will meet Allah." Sometime Imam would stand, and sometime Imam would fall on the ground. They allowed Imam to remain alive for a long time on the day of Ashura. Imam was in Dodi Katnega. Every time a man would come forward to kill him, he'd look at the son of Zahra and he would retreat. No one dared to kill Hussein. Now Shimi came forward. You know, Imam Hussein got killed by five armies. The five arms, they got killed him. One of them was arrow, other was a spear, the third was sword, and the fourth was a stone. You made me wonder, what was the fifth arm? What was the fifth thing they were using to kill Imam? They says it was the tongue. The Shiva came and started doing tawheen of Imam. He was doing tawheen. He said, "Ya Hussein, you're a son of Abu Turab. I heard your father is Saqi Kawthar. Why don't you ask your father to give you water?" Sheikh Jafar Shustani said that with the thirst, the five limb of Imam has paralyzed. His lip were paralyzed, his tongue, his dhanu, his eyes, and his liver. air shimmers proceeding toward Imam Hussein. Hazrat Zainab saw that. She came out from the tent. She is standing on Talha's Arabia. And she is in this heart, in her heart she is saying this. On them Murida Manas Hussein. On them Murida. At that time, I lost the hope from Hussein. Ke Ahmad Maida Shimre Siyadil. And Shimre Siyadil, the black heart, when he came in the battlefield, I lost the hope. Khanjal Bidast Qatil Chudidam Chumul Bismil Alja Paridam. She said, when I saw the dragon in the hand of the Qatil, I was crying. Umidaido manidaido. Shiva was going, and he was running, and I was running. Umidaido manidaido. He was running, and I was running. Mansoor-e Maktal wa Mansoor-e Qatil. He was going towards Maktal, he was going towards Godi-e Qatlegah, and I was going towards Qatil. Nazdeek-e Maktal ta man nasidam. Azghus-e Murdam, Azgham Khamidam. And I reached near Maktal because of the very life in which I died, because of the sorrow my bag has been khameer. Kaiba waramud man an chadida. How can I believe what I have seen? Umi kashido, malmi kashido. He draw an idea. Umi kashido, malmi kashido. Uwaz kamartir man ahibatir. Umi nishasto, malmi nishasto. He said on the chest of Imam, and I said in front of him, Umi Murido, Manmi Murido. He said, and I said, Uwaz Hussein, Man Az Hussein. He cut the head of Imam Hussein, and I cut my hope from Imam. Ala lanatullah ala alqawm al-zalimin wa sa'alamun al-ayyum al-khalim al-khalim. Matam Hussein.